Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you all for being here. My name is Jenny Fang. I'm the president of Spark Estes Public Schools. Today marks the official launch of Be Here, a citywide campaign to boost student attendance, foster school belonging, and ensure every child in San Francisco has the opportunity to succeed. This campaign is rooted in one simple but powerful message: be here, because school is where students grow, connect, and thrive. Unfortunately, we are still not back to pre-pandemic levels of attendance. Just last school year, due to absence, SFUSD students missed almost 4.5 million hours of classroom learning. And our schools lost over $60 million in state funding tied directly to attendance. Simply getting back to where we were in 2019, we would recover close to 1.5 million precious hours of learning and over $18 million of state funds for our schools annually. So research tells us that students who miss just two days a month, are more likely to fall behind in reading, in math, and less likely to graduate. Those aren't just statistics, that's not just data, it's a call to action. And that's why we're here today. Be Here is a bold citywide response to that call to action. We're combining a robust public awareness campaign with strategic investments inside schools to drive real change and calling on the entire city to join us in that work. Starting today and over the coming weeks, you will begin to see the Be Here message across social media, materials in our schools, and businesses and organizations across our city amplifying this important awareness and message. And thanks to a partnership with SFMTA, you'll see ads running on our buses inside and out, covering our city streets with this message. We're thrilled that our city's major sports organizations, the Warriors and Valkyries, the Giants, Bay FC, have stepped up to leverage their enormous communication platforms and powerful players' voices. Yes. To remind us to all show up for our students and for students to show up for their futures. We already have educator, parent groups, residents, and the support of over 40 organizations to date and growing, representing business, city agencies, merchant associations, elected officials, philanthropy, community organizations across San Francisco joining us. I want to thank a few of those in attendance today. Hedy Chang from Attendance Works. They are truly a national leader tackling chronic absence. Sharice Dorsey from DCYF. Michael Lambert from the San Francisco Public Libraries, of course. I think Ingrid Mosquita from the Department of Early Childhood.
There you are.
The San Francisco Chamber of Commerce, Anita Fong, thank you for joining us. The San Francisco Parent Coalition. And of course, our friends from MEDA. Organizations across the city are joining. We have the support from Mayor Daniel Lurie, members of the Board of Supervisors, as well as our state delegation. And of course, the Board of Education. Thank you, President Kim, and do you see any other commissioners today? I know that Alito is going to join too. Thank you for joining us today and for supporting this very important message. This is truly an all hands moment, but it isn't just about awareness. It's also about channeling resources to the district. Spark and its community is funding a full-time position within SFUSD dedicated to attendance and belonging. We're supporting a real-time data dashboard to help schools act early when students are at risk for falling off track. This truly is a partnership between public schools, local government, community-based organizations, and philanthropy. It's an example of what's possible when we come together across sectors to support our students. Spark ESSA Public Schools is proud to lead this effort. It demonstrates how philanthropy can act as a catalyst to seed change schools urgently need, and we're asking every single San Franciscan to be part of this campaign. So visit our website to learn more, get involved, and help spread the message. Together, we can give our students the time, the resources, and the support they need to succeed. Now it is my honor to introduce our superintendent, Dr. Maria Su.
Great outcomes.
Thank you so much, Jenny. And welcome. Isn't this school? Look at this mural. It's so beautiful. And it's so fitting to be doing this presser here at this school. I also want to acknowledge that we have our labor partners in the audience here, because we can't do this alone. It has to be a complete team effort. We have our educators, we have our school leaders, we have our school community, we have parents, we have our city partners, and we have you all. Thank you so much for being here today. I want to send a very, very special thank you to the San Francisco Spark SF Public School Board members who are here. I see Ayana Moody, our president, Diana Campomora, and Jen Nguyen. And then, of course, all the wonderful staff that has been working on this with Ginny and her team. All of us. It will take all of us and our unwavering commitment to San Francisco students and our schools to make this work. I also want to extend my deepest appreciation for all of our donors and supporters who are giving us not only resources, but their influence and their time and their energy to make sure that we do this right. Our collective investment in our students is a powerful statement of our belief in public education in this beautiful city. The Be Here campaign comes at a very critical time. Next week, we will be welcoming all 50,000 SFUSD students back into our classrooms, into our beautiful schools. So it is a time of hope and renewal. It is a time for opportunity to keep building on the progress our amazing educators have already started. Working with our Board of Education and all of you, we just passed a historic budget that balanced the books, that made sure that we would continue to have a teacher in every classroom. At the heart of that work was a relentless focus on our students. We always kept our students and the students' learning at the center of every decision we made, even as we made tough decisions. We delivered the funding that was necessary to support our educators, delivered the funding that was necessary to ensure that we could open up our schools next week. We delivered the funding that was necessary to ensure that our young people and their families got and received what they need to be successful here. We made sure we have the librarians, our arts teacher, expanding our language immersion programs, and soon transforming our students' dining experience. One thing students keep asking me to do. We are also launching our new K-8 math curriculum that puts academic excellence at the center of all of our classrooms. When students are in school, they are not only learning content, they're building relationships, developing confidence, and gaining the tools they need to be successful in life. This campaign supports our broader work as a school district to focus deeply on our students, on our student learning, to build strong and supportive schools, and to create more efficient and accountable systems. And as Jenny shared, this is not about just supporting student learning. It's not about just outcomes. It's also about our budget. If we can just get back to pre-pandemic attendance levels, we would be able to see an $18 million increase to our budget every year. That is significant. This is why it will take all of us to do this. The real-time attendance dashboard and dedicated staff will allow us to identify students who need support early and help schools implement effective strategies to keep students connected and engaged. To our partners, our funders, and our families, thank you. Thank you for believing in public schools, for believing in public education. Chronic absenteeism is often a symptom of deeper challenges, mental health struggles, housing instability, economic insecurity, and lack of access to health care. San Francisco families need all of us to continue to work together and to step up, which is why it is so crucial to be partnering with our city department partnerships, my old colleagues. I am so grateful for all the things that they do each and every day to support our families, not only as they're on their way to school on MTA, but in our parks, in our libraries, in our after-school programs, because again, it will take all of us to do this. So, thank you. This has not been an easy time for our district, but every day we are moving towards that goal. We're moving in the right direction. We're not done, and we need everyone to join this effort. This campaign is a reflection of what is possible when we come together as a community of leaders who support our students, support our families, and support public school. Thank you. At this time, I would like to introduce the fabulous and amazing principal of this beautiful school, the principal of Cesar Chavez Elementary School, Lindsay Dowell. Thank you. And her assistant principal.
Yeah,
you're going to get us both.
Because we don't do anything alone here at Chavez. And speaking of which, if any of our amazing colleagues want to come up and join us,
we welcome
you into the spotlight. Come on down.
Don't be shy when you're here.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Lindsay Dowdle. I am the very proud principal here at Cesar Chavez.
And I'm Angelica Trejo Ortiz, and I'm the very proud assistant principal here at Cesar Chavez.
So 2 years ago, two years ago this week, we were looking at a chronic absentee rate of 56%. So 56% of our students were not attending nearly enough days of school. And we've reduced that in the last 2 years to the low 30s, which is a substantial improvement, but not nearly.
I know.
Not nearly where we want to be, but we are celebrating that improvement and continuing our focus on attendance. The reality of attendance really does center for us on a sense of community and a sense of belonging. We think that if students and families feel like they belong here at Chavez, we're going to see their attendance improve. And we've learned something really simple and really powerful in these last couple of years, that when students and families feel that they belong, the students do show up. And the families are a really important piece of that. It's not just the students, right? Especially in elementary school, that's a unit. And so we really do need to work with our families as well. After the pandemic, it was really, really clear. Students really want to be here. We missed each other, and when we came back, there was so much joy and so much connection and so much gratitude, both from the students and their families.
And it was really hard to keep our hands to ourselves, honestly, because
yes.
We missed each other so much.
Here at Chavez, we think attendance rests on three pillars: connection, excitement, and high-quality instruction. So the connection piece is that if students feel seen and connected to their peers and the adults, they want to be here, and they know if they're not here, they're missed. Excitement. When students feel like there's something to be excited about, whether it's a tradition or an activity, a class party, an incentive, something, a project, a presentation, they are here. And then finally, and what we think is that the most important piece that we have the most control over is high quality instruction. When students feel like every day there's a ton of learning happening, and if they miss a day, they're going to fall behind and they don't want to miss that really exciting and important thing they're learning, that's something we've seen really drive improved attendance.
We call that the magic of learning, which happens here at Cesar Chavez every single day. So we're excited to kick that off. Improving attendance is a community effort. When attendance is still challenging, what we've been able to do has been partner with families to understand some of the barriers that they're facing. Dr. Sue had mentioned, sometimes it's transportation. It could be housing. It could be issues of childcare, health, housing. Did I say housing? I said housing. Housing is very popular here. And safety concerns. We work together with our network of community partners to remove some of those barriers so that kids can come to school every day.
And so the thing that was already touched on, this community effort of community-based organizations, we are a community school and we lean on our after-school partners, our community partners, housing agencies to really help our families. When we have that trust from our families that they share, we're able to connect with y'all and really motivate attendance with a community effort.
We also notice that when belonging extends to families, it builds trust. And trust continues to grow here, which is amazing. It opens doors for us. And then also together, we can find solutions. We're proud to be celebrating a major reduction in chronic absenteeism at Chavez. And we're committed to going further with a laser focus on relationships, joy, and belonging for every student and their family. We're grateful for the partnership of this city and for shining a spotlight on the importance of attendance for all San Francisco students. And we're excited to work in community on this super important mission.
And so we really wanted to highlight, I mean, our amazing staff, it is the work of our teachers and our support staff and our after-school program partners that really has seen this improved attendance. We thought it would be helpful to hear from one teacher that has had a significant positive, strong attendance record, even on the hardest weeks of school.
Yes.
That week before winter break when, you know, plane tickets have been purchased and the students aren't always here. We see really high rates of attendance from Miss Molly. So we wanted to hear a little bit about what she...
Okay. So kids have to be present to be able to learn. So how do we get kids here? And it starts on the first day of school, building a strong communication in relationship with families. And families need to understand that their child matters, that their child is important. And the way I do that is that if a child is absent, the very first day I check in with the office, I'm like, hey, Nicole, why was the student absent? Did the mom or dad call? And so having the communication with Nicole informs me. I go ahead and call parents anyways to understand why is it that their child was absent. It could be because they had an appointment with a doctor, and talking to parents about how it's important for them to make appointments in the afternoon or in the morning. And just because they had an appointment doesn't mean they can't come to school. It is important for them to come to school, even if it's for half day, two hours, 1 hour. 1 hour is better than no time at all. When I notice that a student is consistently absent, I bring in data provided by our office, our counselor, or our Nicole, our secretary, to see what are the patterns if a child is absent every Monday or every Friday, to try to understand and talk to parents as to why is it these absences are happening. It's not a gotcha moment. It's more of understanding why is it that these absences are happening and allowing parents to explain to me and work with them to make sure that our students are present every single day. Because when we make these calls, parents realize that their child matters, that their child is their absence is noticed, and that we want students to be at school every single day, and that they are important. And so they're important because we care about their learning, and noticing these absences show that. Which is why we make calls when kids are absent. So we all do fantastic jobs making sure that our students are here. Kids want to be at school every single day. So how do we make sure that parents understand that their child and parent and the teachers also want to be here at school? That their child wants to be at school because when they're not learning and they're not learning, not only academic, but social emotional learning, also interacting with students. So, yeah.
Okay, since you're all here visiting at Chavez, we have a tradition here at Chavez that we want to invite you to be a part of. We always ask the students every morning announcement that we do here, we ask them, can we do it? Or in Spanish, se puede. And then the response is,
si se puede.
So we're going to ask you really quickly, se puede?
Si se puede.
All right. And we want you to keep that because that is who we are here at Cesar Chavez. We are the community that can.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to the Cesar Chavez family. Good afternoon, everyone. It is an honor to be here today representing the Board of Education at the launch of this really important campaign. My name is Phil Kim. I have the great privilege of serving as the president of our school board. First, I want to thank Principal Dowdle for the incredible educators here and the incredible educators here at Cesar Chavez Elementary for hosting us. This is a school community that knows what it means to show up for kids every day, every single day. And we cannot thank you enough for your dedication to our students, our families, and our communities. At its heart, Be Here is about something very simple, making sure every child in San Francisco knows they belong in our schools, and every day that they are in class matters. We know that when students attend regularly, they not only learn more, but they build friendships and confidence and habits that set them up for a lifetime of success. As a board, we are deeply committed to supporting our schools in this work. We've made tough choices to protect the things that matter most: our teachers, our arts and language programs, our libraries, because we believe our students deserve nothing less. But we also know that even the best programs only make an impact when students are present to benefit from them. And when major obstacles like health issues, housing instability, family emergencies impact our families, we want all of our families to know our schools are places to turn for help and connection, not just academics. This campaign truly is a call to action for all of us: families, educators, community partners, city leaders, and neighbors. Whether it's helping a child get to school on time, offering a word of encouragement, or simply reminding them that their life matters, you have a role to play. I'm grateful to Spark SF Public Schools, our superintendent, Dr. Sue, and our many partners for leading with both urgency and hope. Together, we can make sure every student in San Francisco is in school, engaged, and ready to thrive. Now, it's my pleasure to hand things over to someone who knows the power of community partnerships and is helping to lead this effort citywide, my longtime friend, Ayanna Moody.
Thank you for being here today. I worked with President Kim 10 years ago, and so it's just felt like a full circle moment to be with you today. My name is Ayanna Moody, and I'm the executive director of the Golden State Community Foundation, overseeing the foundation for both the Warriors and the Valkyries. And I'm also a proud Spark SF board member. Thank you. When I joined Spark SF, this is exactly what kind of initiative I wanted to be a part of: bold, impactful, and really sparking change within our community. We're not just playing in San Francisco, we're investing in its future. Be Here is about supporting students to ensure they feel welcome and supporting in their schools. And the goals of this campaign will take our collective effort to make that a true reality. There is no greater investment than supporting our youth right here in San Francisco. At the Golden State Community Foundation, we work to build connections that thrive healthy communities. We have long supported the Bay Area school districts, educators, and students, especially here in the city, through our year-round programming and financial grants. Since its inception in 2012, the Golden State Community Foundation has delivered more than $48 million in impact to support education and youth development in the Bay Area. Yeah, that deserves a round of applause. Let's all rally together to bring a renewed focus on supporting our schools in any way that we possibly can. I want to especially thank Jenny Fang, the president of Spark SF Public Schools, for her vision. the incomparable Dr. Maria Sue for all that she's done to support the school district, and our Board of Education for leading our district with bold ideas. Thank you to the principals and the teachers for their hard work, and thank you to the parents and families who are supporting our schools each and every day. Monday is going to be incredible. And of course, thank you for all of you for being here today, for being part of Being Here. This is just a start. Let's spark some real change in SF. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. This will conclude our press event today. Formal speaking.